Hello. This week I'm going to get a little nerdy as I start a series focusing on some of my favorite IRES publications, looking at what is useful in several of them. This week I am going to start with Publication 1 and Publication 17, some of the useful pieces that are found in each of them.
Welcome to Tax Justice Warriors, the podcast that celebrates the work of low-income taxpayer clinics, focuses on tax controversy work, and looks at related issues in tax news. I am your host, William Schmidt, the director of the Low-Income Taxpayer Clinic at Kansas Legal Services.
With this episode, I'm going to do a dive into the IRS forms and publications that are available on their website, irs.gov. Now, you can go to the forms and publications two places from the IRS homepage. You can search by product number, title, or revision date. You can do this on the section that is all forms and publications, or you can go to prior year products. Now, if you go to prior year products, there are over 18,000 prior year documents online on the IRS website. One example is that Form 1040 goes back to 1864. There are four pages on the 1864 tax return. Then the next one available is from 1913. And then beginning in 1916, it looks like the tax returns are available for every year for Form 1040 after that. In 1937, the form was up to six pages, including instructions, plus a duplicate tax form made the grand total for tax returns plus instructions to be 10 pages. Starting in 1938, the IRS lists the instructions separately, and there were four pages of instructions for that tax form. I'm going to start talking to you about two IRS publications today, IRS Publication 1, the Taxpayer Bill of Rights, and IRS Publication 17. So to start with, IRS Publication 1, Your Rights as a Taxpayer, which is the Taxpayer Bill of Rights. There are 10 listed here. I'm going to read them off. Number 1, the right to be informed. Number 2, the right to quality service. Number 3, the right to pay no more than the correct amount of tax. Number 4, the right to challenge the IRS's position and be heard. Number 5, the right to appeal an IRS decision in an independent forum. Number 6, the right to finality. Number 7, the right to privacy. Number 8, the right to confidentiality. Number 9, the right to retain representation. And number 10, the right to a fair and just tax system. Now, each of these rights listed on the Taxpayer Bill of Rights has a paragraph beneath them explaining further detail of what those rights mean. Also listed is the IRS mission statement, to provide America's taxpayers top quality service by helping them understand and meet their tax responsibilities and enforce the law with integrity and fairness to all. Now, of course, it is debatable how well the IRS sticks to their mission statement with providing their quality service, their customer service, providing integrity and fairness. And also, it is debatable on the Taxpayer Bill of Rights just how much those rights are upheld. I take these to be aspirational, that these are pieces that the IRS should uphold, but I don't know how much they can be held to the standard. For example, the IRS Taxpayer Bill of Rights have been cited within court cases, but I do not know how much legal precedent they hold, how much legal standing there is to hold the IRS to the Taxpayer Bill of Rights, but it is a worthy standard to speak to the IRS regarding the Taxpayer Bill of Rights. It is worth speaking to clients and taxpayers that these are their rights, and these are definitely worth fighting for. They're well-reasoned rights that the IRS should be held to as much as we can hold them accountable. Now, next I'm going to turn to IRS Publication 17. Publication 17 is your federal income tax for individuals. I'm going to be speaking to you about Tax Guide 2017. Publication 17 is a thick guide that gives assistance to tax professionals and taxpayers on individual income taxes. It is less than 300 pages, but it is quite a hefty, exhaustive guide regarding specific guidance on certain pieces of preparing tax returns. Now, I'm going to just do a survey speaking to you about pieces from the table of contents, specifically each of the parts. There are six parts plus a tax table, a tax computation worksheet, tax rate schedules, and a rather comprehensive index. For example, part one is the income tax return. Part one is made up of four chapters. Chapter one, filing information. Chapter 2, filing status. Chapter 3, personal exemptions and dependents. Chapter 4, tax withholding and estimated tax. Within those four chapters, Chapter 1 has filing requirements for most taxpayers, who should file, what forms should be used, such as deciding between Form 1040-EZ, Form 1040-A, and Form 1040. Again, this is the 2017 Publication 17, so that will be changing. Chapter 2 has tables regarding head of household filing status. Chapter 3 has tables for claiming a dependent, specifically a qualifying child or qualifying relative, and a worksheet for determining support. And Chapter 4 has a chart to determine if you need to pay estimated tax. Part 2 is income. Chapter 5, wages, salaries, and other earnings. Chapter 6, tip income. Chapter 7, interest income. Chapter 8, dividends and other distributions. Chapter 9, rental income and expenses. Chapter 10, retirement plans, pensions, and annuities. Chapter 11, Social Security and equivalent railroad benefits. Chapter 12, other income. So Chapter 9 includes a worksheet for figuring rental deductions for a dwelling unit used as a home. And Chapter 11 has a worksheet to determine if your benefits are taxable. Part 3 is gains and losses. Chapter 13, basis of property. Chapter 14, sale of property. Chapter 15, selling your home. Chapter 16, reporting gains and losses. So this section includes capital gains and losses. Chapter 13 includes examples of adjustments to basis. Chapter 15 has a worksheet for taxable gain on the sale of a home. Chapter 16 has a table for determining your maximum capital gain rate. Part 4 is adjustments to income. Chapter 17, individual retirement arrangements or IRAs. Chapter 18, alimony. Chapter 19, education-related adjustments. So Chapter 17 helps you to figure your modified adjusted gross income. Chapter 18, a table of alimony requirements. And again, the alimony changes will occur after 2017. So just letting you know, this publication is about 2017. Part 5, the standard deduction and itemized deductions, has Chapter 20, the standard deduction. Chapter 21, medical and dental expenses. Chapter 22, taxes. Chapter 23, interest expense. Chapter 24, contributions. Chapter 25, non-business, casualty, and theft losses. Chapter 26, car expenses and other employee business expenses. Chapter 27, tax benefits for work-related education. Chapter 28, miscellaneous deductions. Chapter 29, limit on itemized deductions. So included in those chapters, Chapter 20 has tables regarding the standard deductions. Chapter 21, medical and dental expense checklist. So what can and cannot be claimed for medical and dental expenses. And that refers you to IRS Publication 502 for more information. Chapter 22 has a table with examples of taxes that can and cannot be deducted. Chapter 23 has flowcharts on deductible home mortgage interest and home mortgage points. Chapter 24 has a table on deductible and non-deductible charitable contributions. Chapter 26 has a table on deductible travel expenses. It includes a flowchart for applying the 50% limit to car and other employee business expenses. An illustration on commuting and other travel related to a job that shows what is deductible and what is not. This is one of the illustrations that I have referred to the most. I think it is a good one because it cannot be explained that well through words, so it is a good illustration to refer to specifically when trying to explain to someone about commuting, whether that is deductible or not. Chapter 26 also has a table on proving certain business expenses and table on reporting expenses and reimbursements. Chapter 27 has a flowchart on qualified work-related education. And finally, Part 6 has is Figuring Your Taxes and Credits. Chapter 30, How to Figure Your Tax. Chapter 31, The Tax on Unearned Income of Certain Children. Chapter 32, Child and Dependent Care Credit. Chapter 33, The Credit for the Elderly or the Disabled. Chapter 34, The Child Tax Credit. Chapter 35, Education Credit. Chapter 36, The Earned Income Credit. Chapter 37, The Premium Tax Credit. And Chapter 38, Other Credits. So Chapter 31 has a flowchart on including your child's income on your tax return and one on using Form 8615 to figure your child's tax. Chapter 32 has a flowchart on claiming the Child and Dependent Care Credit. Chapter 33 has a flowchart for being a qualified individual to claim the credit for the elderly or disabled and a chart with the income limit. Chapter 35 has a table with a comparison between the American Opportunity Credit and the Lifetime Learning Credit of the education credit, and an additional flowchart to see about claiming an education credit. Chapter 36 has a table with the earned income credit in a nutshell, also a chart with a test for being a qualified child for the earned income credit, and sample filled-in worksheet. As you can see by the variety of topics within Publication 17, it is quite the comprehensive publication for a tax preparer or a taxpayer. If there is one publication that a person could use, I would refer them to this one. This covers most topics. It does not cover various business tax-related issues, but it is at least a survey of pretty much everything else related to taxes that a person might encounter. So I would refer them to this specific IRS publication if there would only be one that they could use as a reference tool. So if you are not familiar with these publications, I hope they are useful to you, and I'm going to continue focusing on some various IRS publications that I hope will be helpful to you. Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you for listening to Tax Justice Warriors. We have a Patreon page if you'd like to support this podcast. Providing monetary support for this podcast helps with expenses like equipment or travel to tax conferences. Supporting this podcast through Patreon comes with rewards, so check out our Patreon page. Please rate or review this podcast because positive reviews help get more people to know this podcast exists. The views expressed on this podcast are not official opinions of the IRS, the Low Income Taxpayer Clinic program, or the employers of the people who spoke on this program. Your tax situation is unique, so do not take the statements on this program as tax or legal advice. Consult with your own tax professional to provide you with specific advice on your situation. Tune in next time on Tax Justice Warriors for another interesting tax discussion.